VO News Team Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. For U.S. President Joe Biden, he faces a determined Chinese leadership that could be further emboldened by America's troubles at home. The Chinese government expressed hope Thursday that Biden would return to dialogue and cooperation after the divisiveness under Trump. Biden has pointed to potential areas of cooperation from climate change to curbing North Korea's nuclear weapons development. But even in those areas, the two countries don't always agree. But Kurt Tong, a former U.S. diplomat in Asia, sees a stalemate in the coming few years in which China keeps doing what it has been doing and the U.S. is not happy about it. A more confident China may push back harder on issues such as technology, territory, and human rights. Analysts draw parallels to the 2008 global financial crisis, from which China emerged relatively unscathed. As for the COVID-19 crisis in the U.S., Dr. Anthony Fauci says U.S. President Joe Biden will order the United States to support projects to deploy COVID-19 vaccines, diagnostics, and therapeutics to people in need around the world. Fauci also says the United States will cease reducing U.S. staff counts at the World Health Organization and will pay its financial obligations to it. Fauci, Biden's top medical advisor on the pandemic, told the WHO's executive board that the president will issue a directive Thursday that shows the United States' intent to join the COVAX facility, which is a project to deploy COVID-19 vaccines to people in need around the world, whether in rich or poor countries. This is VOA News. A twin suicide bombing killed at least 13 people and wounded more than 30 in a Baghdad market on Thursday, in the first such attack in years, security and medical sources said. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. Suicide bombings have been rare in the Iraqi capital since the defeat of the Islamic State in 2017. The last took place in January 2018. The Iraqi military said two attackers wearing explosive vests blew themselves up among shoppers in a crowded market in Tehran Square in central Baghdad, adding that several people had been killed. An Interior Ministry spokesman told Reuters the death toll was at least 13, saying that number was expected to rise as some wounded were in critical condition. Baghdad has witnessed almost no such attacks since Iraqi forces and a U.S.-backed coalition drove the Islamic State militant group from territory it controlled in Iraq in 2017. The last deadly suicide blast in the Iraqi capital took place in 2018, also in the same square, killing at least 27 people. Meanwhile, former U.S. President Donald Trump was driven to his Mar-a-Lago club in Palm Beach, Florida, time to get behind the wall of the resort before his term as president expired at noon. Trump must decide how to stay involved in politics, as he has said he will do. He talked of using a super PAC, which is a political action committee, for supporting candidates who try to oust Republicans who he believes have crossed him politically. The evenly divided Senate, now under control of the Democrats because of Vice President Kamala Harris' tie-breaking vote, confirms President Joe's first cabinet member. We'll have more on that later. And again on Fauci, as for the COVID-19 crisis. Dr. Anthony Fauci says U.S. President Joe Biden will order the United States to support projects to deploy COVID-19 vaccines, diagnostics, and therapeutics to people in need around the world. For more on these and other stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.